7:37. We're calling the meeting to order. And let's get started with, well, I would like to first read through the agenda. And
Madam Chair, may I just ask you to announce what this meeting is? This is the KPFT LSV Governance Committee meeting.
Thank you. And first of all, on the agenda will be, today is July the 15th, 2025. We will be calling roll. We'll have a roll call. After the roll call, we will discuss our plans for 2025 and any unfinished business we may have had from the last few meetings that we've had and any new business that we hope to achieve. And then our next meeting will be scheduled, which will probably be in about 2 months, which will be September the 16th of 2025. And then we will adjourn between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. And I'm asking if it'll be okay if we could adjourn no later than 8:45, because I do have an event I have to attend this evening. So if that is okay, I would like to recommend that we adjourn no later than 8:45.
Madam Chair, first of all, I move approval of the agenda, but I also offer, I think maybe three amendments.
Okay.
Or four. One is we should include minutes on the agenda. Though I took partial minutes last time, and I've been out of town, so we didn't resend them. So we may not be able to do them today, but I'd like for us to be able to include minutes on the agenda. That's one thing. Second thing, I suggest we have an update regarding the 2025 bylaws that may very well come under the 2025 sort of action plan for the committee. And another item that I have is establishing time limits for speakers. At our last meeting, people really ran on and on and on, did not give the chance for replies or for others to speak. So I'm recommending the time limits that we use at the PNB, and that is 90 seconds for the first comment on a particular item, 60 seconds for the second comment on a particular item, 30 seconds for a third comment on a particular item.
Okay, that sounds fair. So I will add that to,
are there objections to those amendments? Hearing none. I'm taking the minutes. PK, I think, has got an objection.
Okay, PK. Well, what did you want to speak?
Well, I mean, you know, the things that she's adding to the agenda, I think that needs, each one of them needs a discussion to be had. And I am hoping that we as governance can really start looking at governance as it relates to KPFT, LSB. I think that it's very colonizing to have the strict ways of letting people talk. Most people don't really talk in 90-second and 30-second issues. And I think that we ought to be willing to just talk and start being respectful to one another, because those numbers aren't going to work.
We're going to discuss that issue.
I guess what I'm asking is to add to a discussion of each of these addendums that you want to put.
Fair enough. Does anybody have any objection to PK's suggestion? Nobody does.
I think my first suggestion is add minutes to the agenda, even if we don't have them right now. So is there any objection to having minutes be a standard part of the agenda? So apparently not. I'm the secretary. I'm going to add that in. So I don't know. PK, did you have an objection to the minutes?
No, I had a question. Are you saying that there weren't any minutes, but you're going to add minutes to the agenda? I'm not sure what you were saying.
I think what she's saying,
so then
PK,
let
is...
me be clear. Let me respond to your question, PK.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said it earlier, all right? I'm the person who drafted the minutes at the last meeting because Deb wasn't there. I sent them out then, but they were only part of the meeting because I left, frankly, in disgust over long, long talks, which did not give anyone else the opportunity to input. So the minutes are not complete. I'm out of town. I neglected to find them and send them to everybody. I believe that minutes should be a standard item on every agenda. So I'm recommending that minutes be added as a standard item and that we note in the minutes about this meeting that consideration of the minutes of the last meeting is being postponed.
Okay, I'm still a little confused, but I'll listen to what the minutes are because I haven't read them.
I haven't sent them. I sent them out very early on, right after the meeting, but I haven't resent them, so you probably haven't seen them. So I'm also going to move that we postpone consideration of the minutes from the last meeting and bring those minutes up at the next meeting.
Oops. One thing. We haven't taken roll call yet.
You're right. Sorry, thank you for the reminder. And I do not have the list of members.
I do.
Oh, really?
Oh, does Deb?
They're on the agenda.
I have it.
Great.
I have the list. If anybody needs it.
Do you want me to say them?
Yes.
Okay, the voting members are Adriana Cassano. I might get these last names wrong, so bear with me. Adriana Casanova?
Casanova.
Okay. PK McCary, Rob Lee, Susan Young, Rhonda Garner, Sean Kelly McPherson, Tori Mercer, Marianne Martinez, and myself. Debbie Smith. And the non-voting participants are Matthew Jenkins, Nancy Sabanera, and Vanessa Patel Adams. That's on my list, on the agenda.
So, Madam Secretary, would you be kind to say them one by one so that the person can say here, and that way they'll be on the stream and on the recording?
You want Marianne to do that?
So, why don't I go ahead and do it?
Okay.
Because I took down the list. Adriana Casanave. Don't hear it. PK McCary. PK, would you be kind to say you're here?
I'm here.
Rob Lee.
Present.
Great. Susan Young, I'm present. Rhonda Garner.
She's muted.
I saw Rhonda, you're muted?
Rhonda's present.
Okay, great. Sean Kelly McPherson, I don't see him.
He did ask for an excused absence.
Okay. Excused. Is there any objection to his having an excused absence?
No.
Okay. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Here. Deb Smith.
Here.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Okay, so we have quorum. Regarding the people who are not voting members, Matthew Jenkins?
Here.
Okay. Nancy Sabanera-Tomy?
No, I'm getting text messages from or emails from Nancy, but she hasn't signed in yet, so I'm not sure what's going on. I'm going to – if somebody can communicate with Nancy and let her know, anyone, PK or – I don't know. I don't know who knows Nancy. I'll try to get back.
I'm doing so right now.
Thank you, PK.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Vanessa Patel Adams, I don't see her. So when Nancy gets here, she can, we'll ask and say her name. So, We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
And so you read the agenda, and I moved approval of the agenda, and then I made a motion for a few changes. The first one was to add minutes as the second agenda item after.
Yes.
Okay. And I also moved to postpone consideration of last meeting's minutes until the next meeting because I failed to send them out.
Can we just do each one at a time and see if anyone has an objection to that?
Sounds good.
So the first one was to include the minutes, which I don't think anybody did except PK had a question about it, I think, but
she was understandably confused about the situation we have with the minutes because I didn't send them out.
Gotcha. So I think that would be okay. I think it's a good idea. My two cents is that, you know, it'll keep us on track of where we are because it'll be like a gentle reminder of what happened the last time, you know? So I like the idea. And nobody objected. So can we just assume that that's okay? And move on to the next one.
The second one that I offered was establishing time limits for speakers, the ones that we have at the national board, 90 seconds, 60 seconds, 30 seconds for each speaker, first round, second round, third round. And okay. I think PK had, and we don't need seconds in meetings, so I think PK had comments on that one.
Your second one was to update the 2025 bylaws.
Begging pardon. Thank you for the reminder. So is it all right if we take that one next? I wanted to give an update about the situation with the 2025 bylaws.
Does anybody have an objection to that? I feel it's a good thing because everybody, including myself, needs to be educated on what's going on here. And that's what it's all about. You know?
Okay, so there's no objection to that. And so then we're at the time limits.
Okay. Now, anybody have any objections with the time limit thing? The 90 second, 60 second, and 30 second. Rob,
yeah, real quick comment. I like the suggestion, but I'd like to be able to, if a voting member says it's okay to extend for another 9 seconds, I'd like to give the speaker that.
Yeah.
So if I understand, it would be, is there any objection to extending for this speaker another 90 seconds or 30 seconds or whatever. Is that what you're asking for, Rob?
Yes. The ability to allow them to go longer. I do think that we had significant disruptions before and we need to try to be able to get our business done. But
so
we need to hear from them too.
So that the 90, 60, 30 would be subject to is there any objection to extending time for this speaker? Would that satisfy?
My thought was to give them another 90 seconds, with permission.
Okay, in other words, do 90, 90, 60, something like that?
Yes.
I have no objection to that change.
I don't either.
Sounds good. So it looks as though that's done. So I think, Madam Chair, we're ready to move forward on the agenda.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, so the first thing that we need to plan is, how we're going to move forward with the review of the bylaws. And what we need to do is, if everybody's in agreement, is get that copy of the bylaws, and we will send it out to each member, and then we have to look them over. And, but, you know, we're going to do it as a group. And what my suggestion is that we start at the beginning and just go over it. Now, we can either do it as homework, like everyone review each section, or we can look them over, have somebody read them out loud at each meeting, which, you know, that might be a little tedious to some. But we could, you know, if anybody has any suggestions on how we can get through these bylaws as a group, other than doing it together or doing it as homework, I'd like to, you know, discuss that. And so that we can start reviewing them. And, you know, it's kind of important, I think, that we look through the whole thing and not skip over. But there are areas, and Susan's probably more more up to speed on it than I am, as to these sections that we really need to focus on, where we need to, things are going to, we have to be dealt with, you know. But overall, I think it's a good thing for all of us to be familiar with the entire document. And okay, so now let's see, Susan or Tori had your hands up first. I'm not sure which one. Tori, go ahead.
So my question would be, to what end? Is this so that this committee could advise the national board or the local station board? Or and if it's or is it just for our edification? Is it so that, you know, we can understand what's coming at us as opposed to us, you know, using this document, ourselves, you know, to reflect back up to the national board? And if we're doing it for our own edification, why not the whole LSB? I mean, why shouldn't they all be in on this, you know, collective study to familiarize ourselves with the, new bylaws?
Look, if I may address that, and that's what I had my hand up for. Okay. They're in place. And they were deemed legal by the court. There was a July 3rd challenge, and it was dismissed by the court. The 2025 bylaws have been in place since, or the transition period was started April 10th when the court accepted the settlement. I think that it's been a long time since that all took place. There's been a lot of uncertainty. So one of the things that we're talking about at the PNB is having, briefings and training sessions about the new bylaws. You know, what has changed? What's the role of the LSB? What's the role of the PNB? What's the period of transition? What is the new election like? So we plan to do that. The PNB is also has scheduled a governance committee meeting. And I think one of the things that the governance committee will do is to publish a link where if you have recommendations for change, you can put those forward. I think it's also useful for those LSBs that have governance committees to have this conversation. Let me just say, I was a member of the team that drafted the settlement, and we had two sources we could use. One was the 2020 bylaws, and the other was the what's called New Day bylaws that were voted on by the entire membership in 2021, and had never been either put in place or dismissed. So we took elements from both of those. As we were working on this, we saw things we thought should change, including just plain old ordinary errors. And the governance committee at the national level will be looking for people to recommend changes. So I hope that gives Tori you a sense of the framework for it.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Okay, so now hands up in the order that I saw them was Rhonda, then PK, and there was Debbie, I think.
Yeah, I took mine down.
Okay, so Rhonda would be next.
Chair, I just want to let you know that I'm present. This is Deepatanam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you call on me?
Yes, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Rhonda Gardner.
With regards to the ideas, I just know that I'd rather not do homework. I don't want to have to read it on my own and then read it in the group. So just that's my opinion on that. And I think it would be a good idea to take the old bylaws with the new Pacifica Day bylaws just for a compare and contrast. But I don't think we have to do that or anything. That's all I have. Thank you.
Susan, didn't you post that already? What Rhonda was just asking for? You posted the version of the bylaws with the new changes at some point.
So Rhonda, we have posted a number of things, but now that July 3rd is behind us, I'm going to go back and check to see what we posted before.
Okay,
sure. Hang on a minute, Rhonda. The Pacifica Board Secretary did a comparison, the 2020 and the settlement bylaws. The settlement bylaws are not the New Day bylaws. The settlement bylaws are a combination of the 2020 and the New Day voted bylaws. So I'll go back to see what information I can find that was developed in April. I also think it may be helpful to have some of the simple things, which are, how does the election happen? What is the transition period? How long is it? Who serves during the transition period? We've developed those materials and plan to present them to national management that doesn't understand what's happened, to each of the local station boards, and to the affiliates.
Thank you, Susan. So next would be PK. Your turn, PK.
Thank you. I'm trying to get what I've written, so my notes aren't me talking off the top of my head. But I just think that the issues that Pacifica, as well as KPFT, has had with the bylaws has a lot to do with governance being an arm of the LSB, even as the committee, to create the things that work for different communities and not just New Day. You know, the factional component doesn't allow for some people to have been heard because they weren't asked. And I think that we should look at having a bylaws conference that could be created to really take a look at the bylaws in the two different places that they've had when New Day has tried to change the bylaws and others disagreed with changing the bylaws. Not that the bylaws didn't need changing. It's just that there was a lot of opposition and we don't know how to work together to get the voices heard. One of the things about the bylaws is for us to create an anti-racist platform for media in our different communities. And, you know, getting a proposal doesn't mean fighting for it. It means having the kind of conversations that we can take and hear one another. We're not hearing one another. That's a fact. That's not something that is a conspiracy theory or not. But there have been those who have decided that they know better than others. And the majority of those people who have done that have not been marginalized communities. They've been mostly our European sisters and brothers. So the traditional two-class system of listener sponsors and staff members are the ones that have to come and do this. And I think that we should plan that, even if we plan it for a year from now or 6 months from now, but we need to have these conversations where other people can be part of listening to those things that have happened with the bylaws.
Great. That's 90 seconds. That's less than 90 seconds.
Okay. Thank you, PK. Hey, you know,
I have a proposal that I've written, but again,
a motion? I'll write it down if it's a motion.
Well, the motion is that I would really like for us to look into and prepare ourselves for a bylaw conference for the future. Because there are a lot of people that are not being included in what the bylaws will do for those of us who are listeners and those of us who are programmers and those of us who are willing to put in the work.
Thank you, PK. Now, I noticed that Nancy has joined us. Nancy, are you there?
Yes. Sorry. I got, anyway, I'm late. I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. And you did get our email, right? I do have the correct email for you. Is that right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure for, you know, future notification. I noticed that,
so that's so lucky.
I'm sorry?
I mean, just a private meeting is really not open. It doesn't go along with open meetings policy.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Nancy. We're trying to get organized here and, you know, trying to work as a committee to get some work done. And things have changed as far as, like, I emailed you. All kinds of, public comments have to be directed now to the national board, according to the new bylaws. You know,
it doesn't say that.
It doesn't
does not say that.
We need to look over those bylaws and make sure.
That's
the reason why we're going to be looking at those bylaws and see what they actually say now, because there's a lot of changes. Now, there are some people that joined late, and now I know that Manisha Patel is here, but there's another number here that I don't recognize.
Madam Chair, can Manisha say her name? Can she say she's here so that can be recognized for the record?
I think she did, but can you repeat it? Can you speak to us, Manisha?
Yeah, I already did. It's me.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear it.
4892. Now, who's 1438? We have another caller on the line, and right
1438 is Nancy.
Oh, that's Nancy. Okay. Well, Nancy, you have two phones? Because I see you on another picture window over here with your name.
Yeah, I do too. But who's 4892? The last
That's
number.
Venetia. That's Venetia.
Oh, that's Venetia. Okay.
Yeah, but 1438, I'm not sure. That Nancy says that's her, but maybe she's calling on two separate phones. And you know, I do that. I have a landline and a cell phone that I use as a backup.
Terrible.
My landline is a backup.
Yeah. Yeah, Chair, yeah. I'm doing the phone, the Zoom phone, so I have no drop-offs and I can hear the audio. And then I'm doing the video Zoom so that I can be seen or see everybody and participate in the chat.
Thank you, Nancy. So we just want to make sure we have everybody, registered here that's showing up. Some people say I showed up, but we didn't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So the next order of business is, have we determined how we're going to move forward? Now, one of the things that if everyone is in agreement, then I can get those bylaws sent them out to everyone because I have your emails. Now, just let me confirm, Venetia, I think I have the correct email for you. Did you receive your email that I sent you? Venetia Patel. Check. Huh?
I'll have to check.
Okay. Is it the one that's cat bat something? Or is it different? I think it was Nancy who told me that you have a different email.
I'll check and I'll get
by love. By love, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I'll make sure to get the correct email for you updated in my computer. And then okay, at that point, what I'm going to do is send everybody a copy of the bylaws and a link so that you'll have them. And then I guess what we can probably do is start looking them over and then start to tackle them section by section, just see how far we can get, you know. And everyone can just look them over and see how far you can get, like reading a book, you know. Crack it open, start at the beginning, work your way back, see how far you can get. And then we'll compare what we have and then bring up whatever things we find that we want to bring to the attention of the group. Does that sound like a good idea?
And if you print them out, there's 56 pages, so make sure your computer has paper.
I'd like to address that question that you just asked, Marianne.
Okay, thank you, Tori.
So this is, you know, the bylaws are potentially interesting to everybody that listens to KPFT, everybody that's a listener, member, or just listeners. And so I always try to approach things, principles of, you know, horizontal community organization as opposed to nonprofit corporation perspective. And, so these bylaws are going to touch a lot of people because the radio touches a lot of people. And, you know, to PK's point, there's probably a lot of people out there that want to get their handles and want to get a handle on this in order to affect it and make it more, inclusive, you know, the whole experience of, KPFT. And, you know, so how do the bylaws, intersect with that? And so I see this, as a study project. Potentially expanding, or it should expand way outside of this committee. It should be open to everybody who's just interested, anybody who's interested. And, so I don't think a formal, meeting like this is a good way to even study, something like the bylaws. It should be more informal. People should have a chance to, it'd be really good if we could do it outside of the Zoom meeting, but, it should be something that's open to folks that are outside of this hierarchical, you know, committee of a committee of a committee system. And but the first step is just studying, you know, what's there. And, you know, that could go on for, you know, weeks or months just to see what's in those 50 plus pages. And after that, that's when you start to, you know, do the, what do we want to change? You know, why does this not work? What could be better? So this has already happened at the national level. You know, they got a chance to, you know, take their shot at it and they came up with what they came up with. And, you know, I'm sure it's mostly all good ideas. But as a teacher, I know that a lot of students are lazy and they're not going to, you know, plow through a 50 page document and put 40 hours of study into it. Unless you got to really motivate them. And, I don't know what the value of this would be unless we do it as a community group. If we're going to be a community radio station, I'm done.
I'd like to respond to you, Tori. I like what you said. You're absolutely right on a lot of points there, in my opinion. From, you know, my perspective. But I think that, you know, in order to get people energized, you have to present product, right? Like let's think of it as a sale. And, if you're a salesperson, you have to know your product first, and then you can present it to people in order to sell it to them. And like what we're doing, what I think, is preparing the product, trying to read through it, trying to get out the, you know, find out what needs to be, you know, what the issues are with it. And then we know what we're talking about. Once we know what we're talking about, we're in a better position to try to, you know, sell that to other people and engage other people, you know. And I agree with you. Other people do need to be engaged. And it's also like an outreach type of a thing too, you know. It'll bring in a lot of people that are interested in this kind of thing, which, you know, pretty fascinating once you really start to get into it, you know. So that's my perspective, you know. That's my two cents.
Just to answer that, then, are we selling a product or are we trying to fix? Are we selling a car or are we fixing a car? You know, I don't want to sell somebody a broken car. I want to fix the car, let everybody ride in it. Just to extend the metaphor. You know, so
that's why we have to look at the bylaws, I guess, and try to see what's working and what's not.
This is like PK said, this is a very limited group. You know, we're, you know, for the most part, lily white and old. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, potential radio listeners that aren't old or white. And, you know, so, you know, it's kind of patriarchal to like, okay, we're going to sell them this. You know, we came up with this and here it is. And now we're going to sell it to you. It's like, I think it needs to be, you know, in the principle, you know, the idea is process, you know, for any kind of a democratic organization. And so, you know, this is lacking process, you know, except for the hierarchical, you know, corporate style process, which is, you know, we're already in the middle of, right? And we, you know, this is like, it's handed to us. Here it is. And, here's your, you know, product. And, so, you know, I think, you know, it would behoove anybody who's going to vote for anything, like, if, you know, we ever have elections going forward for anything, it would behoove people to, you know, study the bylaws. And so that would mean everybody that pays dues. So I think we need a forum for that to happen, for that conversation to happen, you know, a community conversation. I'm not sure if Zoom is the way to do something huge like that.
Thank you, Tori. I think it was Debbie next and then PK.
I agree. I think that if we all had our copy of the bylaws in front of us and we're a small group, could we not do it the old fashioned way and everybody get together and it'd be easier, I think, would be for me to say what I thought or my opinions on whatever was in front of me that I've been reading and studying than over a Zoom. I just, you know, the old fashioned way. Didn't everybody used to get together before Zoom and before COVID? I would get more out of it if we were all sitting at a round table.
Oh yeah. Study groups. I mean, teachers do that all the time. We break kids into groups.
I mean, you know, then having us be like 90 seconds here. I mean, we could still keep that, you know, on the table, but face to face, I think that I would get more out of it than going over it like this through a Zoom. I mean, like you said, we're all older. I mean, if we could do it, you know, I don't know when, you know, cause I got to drive to Houston and I would be willing to do that to meet with everyone. It just have to be a good time when I can get there.
Debbie froze.
Oh, I froze. Am I on?
You're unfrozen.
Yeah. I mean, I would just, I would like a more get together meeting to go over the bylaws.
Okay.
If that could happen.
Where are you, Debbie, in Conroe?
I'm in Willis.
Willis. Okay. Okay.
And I mean, you know, if a meeting was like at 7, or 7:30, I could make it there because I would be leaving the Woodlands because I work in the Woodlands. So I could be there by 7 or 7:30 in person, wherever.
90 seconds?
Gotcha.
Can we come back around?
No, I'm done.
Okay, it's PK now. And then Rob.
You know, Pacifica's mission to promote peace and justice through communication between all races, nationalities, and cultures is something we have not done very well. We used to do it well. You know, I think that's why historically we have probably one of the best catalog of music and stories and speeches and things that would make a difference in the world if we knew more about them. At one point we were, that was a product that we gave to people, those moments in history. I'm a Sankofa initiative person. Sankofa means go back and get it. In other words, we can't ignore some of the things that have happened to us that we've done. Maybe we didn't exactly say it the right way or whatever, or, you know, our biases that we aren't always aware of, and that means everybody, has hampered a lot of the last 20 years. And we have been in a deficit of neutrality as well as equity of the individuals who can be at the table. You know, that's the thing that I love about Hamilton. One of my favorite songs is "In the Room Where It Happens." And there are a lot of people who weren't in the room where it happened.
And, 90 seconds.
And that's just because, we've been pilfering time for our own wants and desires and not looking at who is not here.
90 seconds.
Yeah. I look around to see who's here. And conference is
90 open. Seconds.
Okay, I'm supposed
to. Please let Rob speak. He hasn't had the chance to speak.
Okay. Well, I raised my hand when nobody. Anyway, I don't want to argue about it. I just want to say that a conference, Debbie, would be exactly what I think you're talking about, so that we can get people there and not that we just do it one time and we have these bylaws redone, but that we do it over time.
90 seconds, PK. I object to your continuing when Rob has not had the chance to speak and you have already talked about conference. You're repeating yourself.
No, I wasn't repeating myself.
Yes, you were.
I was responding to Debbie, but I want to be sure of not overstepping my bounds, which is why I raised my hand again to respond to something.
Right, and it's 90 seconds.
Said. Yeah, let's let Rob.
But your tone, Susan.
I mean, PK, you've also got a tone. You are very confrontational. Now, please, may we let Rob speak.
Go ahead, Rob. You're muted.
Marianne, are you not chair of this meeting?
Yes.
Okay. PK, sorry, I was muted. I've got an option for the group to meet. As I've said, I can offer my offices and maybe see if we could want to do it on a Saturday. I can't take 25 people in the middle of the work week, but it's free and it's air conditioned. And I got a giant conference table and a big old couple of meeting rooms. But I would strongly suggest that everybody get a copy and read it ahead of time and be prepared to, visit on this. These bylaws are going to be complicated and there's a lot of misinformation going around, a lot of people whose feelings are hurt. And I really would like to make sure that everybody comes prepared for something like that. I'm going to kind of now give my thoughts on this. I am pro-democracy, but I haven't heard anybody talk about financial reality. Pacifica is taking, I don't know what it is exactly, but $3.5 million a year that it costs to run it. This station is $50,000 a month $600,000 a year. As much as I want to see all this wonderful programming here, we've got to raise money and we've got to, you know, run a station. And we have to balance that with the objective of people, and I am for many of these ideas of wanting to, I'm all for inclusion and everything else, but we still gotta, every show has to toe their own weight. We have to really reformulate what KPFT and Pacifica is, or we won't live to fight another day. You know, we will be shut down. We have an existential threat that is not part of the government's committee, but as leaders, we have to consider that in the back of our minds. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ.
A couple of things. One is that Matt Jenkins in the email, in the chat has requested that if there is a meeting, that a Zoom connection would be included. That's one thing. The second thing, let me note that the committee of inclusion is a major feature in the 2020 bylaws and previously. It is in the 2025 bylaws. So I think a very important thing is for those who have stepped up to be on the committee of inclusion to start to engage, to convene meetings. The committee of inclusion, I think, is very active at one station. I don't know if it's active at any others. And that is the place that has been designated, specifically designated in the bylaws to have these conversations. I'd also like to recognize that Anissa Faruqi has joined, and maybe she can say her name.
Susan. Hello, Susan. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Anissa Faruqi is not a member of the committee.
Understand. She is attending.
She's attending, but she's not a non-voting. She's not a non-voting participant either. Because only the people that attended the very first meeting of the committee are members of the committee. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Those who attended the first meeting or came three times and are LSB members can be voting members. So Rhonda has established her voting status now.
But I'm talking about the non-voting participants.
I believe that the non-voting participants
are only those who attended the very first meeting.
I believe it's potentially broader than that. I think it's people who are basically listener members of KPFT, but I don't know.
And I'd like to acknowledge that Ron Stubbers has also joined the meeting. Now, he also is the LSB chair, but he is not a member of the committee. So Ron and Anissa are not members of the committee. Ron is an LSB chair. Anissa is a person who is, to my understanding, not a non-voting member and not a member of the committee. So you disagree with that, Susan? You're more adept. You're more skilled at this than I am. But that's my understanding.
That's the highest service.
I think it's a practical matter. If people are attending are permitted to speak subject to time limits and that they don't, that they can't make motions or vote, that.
Now the issue with that, and I have an issue with that because in that case, Susan, then we would have to let anybody who attends the meeting, including the guy from the last time, from California.
If he's from California, he is not eligible to be on this Zoom at all.
Okay.
It can only be people who are from our station area. Okay. And we do not have public comment at PNB committees
or at LSB committee meetings, period. There is not public comment.
See, when we first started this, it was you had to be in the first meeting to be able to be even to be on our non-voting participant. That's
so
kind of how
I'm
it started.
I'm wrong. So then Nisa was not at the first meeting, so she is not even a non-voting member.
Okay, and then now, so Matthew Jenkins, now he's from California, so he can't.
No, he is not.
Okay.
He was at the first meeting.
He was at the first meeting. Okay. Uh-huh. And what was the name that's from California?
I have it written down somewhere, but I don't have it with me right now. I'd have to look it up.
He's not on. They're not on right now, correct?
No.
Okay.
Now, everybody that's on here is a member, either non-voting or voting, except for Ron and Anissa.
Okay.
Great.
I just wanted to make that point because if we get ready to take a vote, we have to make sure that Anissa and Ron are not able to vote.
Okay, but they can be on the meeting because they're from our station.
Anissa Ron cannot vote because he's not a member of the committee unless he established himself 3 in a row. Must be a member, so he would be eligible to vote. Anissa is not an LSB member, so she would never be eligible to vote. Okay. And she apparently was meeting, and so she is not even a non-voting member.
Okay.
Now my question is, now we got that straight. Now, do they get a chance to speak?
I think that we've been, pretty flexible about that, is that if people have something to say, but we need time limits so that people don't take the meeting over with big speeches.
Exactly. Because otherwise we'll never get anything done, and we're on a roll here. I think we're moving in the right direction. We've already decided, we've been discussing that we need to get together. People want to get together in person to go over these bylaws, which is something that needs to be done. It hasn't been done in a long, long time. So, that's just, what I think.
Rolling.
All right. So, other than that, I think what I'm going to do is get those bylaws, send them out to everyone. So you have a copy. Don't have to print it out. You can look at it on your phone. You don't have to print out all those pages. You can just look at it on your phone. When we decide, it seems like we're moving in the direction where people do want to get together in person. And maybe we should vote on that. What do you think, Susan?
I apologize. Yeah, I think I'm hearing a couple of things that we're doing. One is we're talking about having a study group at Rob's. You're sending out the bylaws, the 2025 bylaws. They're available on pacifica.org. We're talking about having, I think, an informal working group at Rob's, which maybe he can let us know what an invite might be, that it's in person on a Saturday, but it also is available, if Rob can help us do that, there is a Zoom link as well, and that we need to start understanding what the 2025 bylaws are. There's a broader conversation that's important to have, and PK has given some suggestions about some sort of a conference. There might be town hall meetings. I know that several of us are trying to figure out ways that we can help with that system wide.
Okay, sounds good. So, does anybody have any, I see that Tori has his hand up. Tori?
Yeah. So if we're going to parse this big 50 something page document, and we're going to be in different kind of settings, in person and on Zoom and somewhere else, we need to have a standardized document to look at. I'm going to suggest a couple things that we use the document that Susan's, I believe it's the document Susan sent out some months ago that had the changes highlighted. I think they're in yellow or something, highlighted somehow. And that so that when we're going through, we can say, you know, what page, what paragraph, you know, A, B, C, D, you know, part of the outline, so that we can all get to the same spot at the same time. You know, instead of shuffling through and trying to, you know, so we need a standardized document that everybody's looking, so everybody's looking at the same thing.
Thank you, Tori. Do you still have that available, Susan?
Yeah, I'm happy. If I recall, frankly, we found that there was one error in it. So I will refine that document. It was put together by Julie Hewitt, who is the PNB secretary, based on what the settlement was. I'll go back and look at that, and I'll get that out to everybody so people can look at what changed.
I got the one you sent to the LSB, or sent to me. I think you sent it to all of us at LSB, was on May 20th. And that was the revised, what I wrote it down.
I have sent out a number of things.
Right.
And so I'm a little confused about what would be most useful now. And so we're also trying to think about, so I will find the document that Tori knows about that has the yellow, right, the highlights, and that I think for this committee, which is going to be doing kind of a deep dive,
right,
that might be a good place to start. Okay. We are also working on things that say, here is what the election looks like. Here is what the PMB job is. Here's what the LSB job is. And so it gives something a little bit simpler that is a kind of a checklist. So I think that both can be useful, but the basic document is the 2025 bylaws that are posted on Pacifica.org.
Does the bylaws have anything to do with the governance committee at being done? I mean, will we have a voice?
So we're in a transition period right now. Okay. And actually going back before the settlement bylaws, only the PNB, well, actually there are several ways that bylaw amendments could be adopted. And in fact, New Day followed one of those, but you had to have approval of a majority of the PNB and approval of a majority on at least three LSBs. And there was a way that you could initiate with petition. LSB's approval is no longer needed.
Right.
Petition can happen and the PNB can vote. What the PN at this time, the current LSBs are staying in place, and many of them, some of them have governance committees, some do not. So we have one. So a suggestion that several of us have made is, why doesn't this governance committee, as kind of people who are heavily engaged, look at the bylaws and suggest changes? I think what PK is talking about, maybe Tori, is a more holistic,
okay,
you know, what might we want this to be? I do think that the behavioral things that PK brings up that are very important, the committee of inclusion should be meeting now and helping address those things. Okay. So I hope that PK, Adriana, Lillian, Marianne will initiate those meetings.
Okay.
That's true. Thank you, Susan. I wanted to add one thing here. Rob Lee had mentioned that we could use his place. Now, his place is located, you're inside the loop. Is that correct, Rob?
Buffalo Speedway and 59. I have parking. Saturdays are the only days that I can use our facility, and I would need RSVPs, but that's probably also, I'd get some grub or something, or at least some donuts. But Yes, I could do that. We can pick a date if we want to. I mean, if we wanted to take an action, I could look at some Saturdays coming up. I'd suggest that we at least give 2 weeks warning. So the first Saturday that could be would be August 2nd. I just suggest that we give 2 weeks notice to make sure that people could get it on their calendars, but I'm flexible on that 2 weeks notice thing.
Okay,
Rob. So then I have to ask permission, but rarely do people, you know, use the big conference room in front area on a Saturday. We could plan accordingly, and I could, on the low probability that something's going on, suggest a different date.
Can you, make those arrangements for us, Rob, and then send out the notice and so we can get going on it? And we'll just see who shows up and we'll, you know, get started.
Okay, so if we like this idea, do we think that the 2nd of August is good? And again, would 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock be a good time?
It is for me. Does anyone else have any objections to that?
Any thoughts?
4 hours is a long time.
10 to 12.
You don't have to stay the whole time though.
Right. I'd say 10 to 2. And if we need to leave, we get done early. If we get voicey, I think that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 to open. But
well,
you gotta.
I'll need to get it approved, and we always ask for finite times. How about a 10 to 1?
How about a 12 to 2? 10's too early.
Okay. Does 12 to 2, is that a good time for everybody? I'm flexible.
I'm flexible.
I'm flexible.
Susan is saying, is that a yes? Okay. So Mary Ann, I will email you or text you or something. I'll communicate that I have permission to do that. And, you know, again, I would hope that we'll all get those bylaws at least a week or so ahead of time. And I go back to the idea, you know, if we're going to do a working session, you have to be prepared to talk about it. So, please, you know, let's have this be productive. Even if we end up reading some parts there, I would hope that everybody, going back to Tori's, example, does their homework. And comes prepared.
And I agree.
Can we cut this pizza up into bite-sized pieces? Like maybe take the first 10 pages or some first section or something like that?
Well, my thought would be, let's try to see what we can do. If we need a subsequent meeting, or if everybody gets there and they're super well prepared, and that is what the group wants to do, is to only address the first quarter, then we can be flexible. But again, I'm going to guess that the majority of this document is going to be non-controversial.
I think we need to start somewhere. And if we don't get finished, we set up another meeting. I'm game for that.
But if we do our homework, as I said, most documents, the majority is non-controversial.
True.
So we probably really want to handle the controversial parts.
Should we have the old ones and the new ones to be able to? Okay.
No. It's not really necessary. We're just looking at the old one, at the new ones.
Oh, okay.
I'll send out the changes so you can see, but I think we really need to be looking not, oh boy, did this change? Did that change? Should it have been this? Yeah. Should it have been that? I think go ahead with the 2025s and see things that we do and don't like about the 2025.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that idea.
And we have no power since it's a court-ordered document to make any changes on it. So Susan, I think you're good. Well, if I remember, did Mary Ann have a time issue?
Yes.
Have we had a conclusion idea and we'll be following up and allowing Mary Ann to do a blast out to us, when we have the data information?
And so, is that a motion to adjourn, Mr. Lee?
Please, yes. Motion to adjourn.
Well, I would like to just mention one thing though, Rob. Concerning these meetings, if we need subsequent meetings, can we still have them at your place, other meetings?
Here is what we're up against. We're about to do a rebuild of our space, but it was supposed to start in May, and we don't think it's going to start till November. So as long as we have not started our rebuild, we're going to be just fine.
Okay. So we'll be kind of winging it kind of, but, and then, the thing about the, getting some of them on Zoom, because some people may not be able to show up, so they'll have to do it on Zoom.
We have a fancy camera. I don't know how to operate it, but I can ask, and do we have a tech person? Because we've got the, you know, a brand new super expensive camera and PA, not PA, but mic system. We Zoom every week, out to, various offices.
I will check with my son, the little tech expert dealy. He's helped do a lot of stuff with Howard and Mo down at the station. I mean, he hooked everything up wire wise. So I will check with Brendan and see if he could come down there August the 2nd.
And I will try to see how easy that it is.
Okay.
And maybe, for example, maybe they have written instructions and even I could do it. But if we have a techie in the group, if I get stuff like that, maybe they could let me know ahead of time.
Right.
Without your son.
Check with them and let you know, because he goes all over Houston to all the offices and hooks up everything for oil companies and everything. So
and I think we have a motion to adjourn on the table.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I second it.
8:45.
I second the motion.
Well done. Appreciate
Bye.
It.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.